I was a member of the original Green Mountain Care Board put in place in 2011, where I served the maximum term of 6 years. And I must admit, I'm chagrined at the decision to bar Michael Fisher, the head of Vermont's Healthcare Consumer Advocate Office, from testifying at the insurance rate hearings. He was evidently ruled out because MVP and Blue Cross petitioned the Green Mountain Care Board with the view that he didn't have the required expertise to testify, and the board agreed. This doesn't make sense to me, since the same ruling could have been made about my expertise when I joined the board. I was in government for many years as Secretary of Human Services and had learned a lot about healthcare in Vermont, but I had very little knowledge about the actuarial detail of insurance rate filings or the inner workings of the work of the insurance companies. In fact, I knew less when I joined the board than Michael Fisher knows now. I should also add that Mr. Fisher is not a rookie in the health debate. He was a legislator for many years and served as chair of the Healthcare Committee in the House. His background is solid. Affordability was one of the main thrusts of Act 48, which established the Green Mountain Care Board. And I should think that the board would want all possible feedback about affordability. After all, the Healthcare Advocate's Office was established by the state specifically to help make healthcare costs more affordable. This unfortunate ruling has the effect of limiting the kind of feedback the board needs in making their decisions. It allows the insurance companies to define affordable according to their particular view, resulting in an overall less balanced view than one that also takes into account the view of consumers. And this could be a slippery slope. Based on the current decision to bar Mr. Fisher from testifying, it wouldn't surprise me if the insurance companies petitioned to limit the testimony of individual members of the public at large, claiming that they do not have the expertise to testify. Both MVP and Blue Cross have served Vermonters well over these difficult years of health reform. But concerning this decision, the board should reconsider its ruling.